And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 24th of April, 2015. 1800, on this day, Congress established its own library, the Library of Congress. It approved spending $5,000 for the purchase of such books as may be necessary. They ordered 740 books and 3 maps from London. The library grew. The British burned it down in the War of 1812, and so Congress bought the library of Thomas Jefferson, about 6,500 books. Right now, there are more than 35 million volumes in the Library of Congress. It's the birthday of the Victorian novelist Anthony Trollope, London, 1815. He went to work for the Postal Service, went to Ireland, 1841, did well there, got a senior position, a job that took him all over Ireland, and he began writing novels on his long train rides. He stayed with the post office for 33 years, got up at 5:30 every morning to write for 3 hours before he went to the office. He wrote in his autobiography, 3 hours a day will produce as much as a man ought to write, but he should have so trained himself that he shall be able to work continuously during those 3 hours, to have tutored his mind that it shall not be necessary for him to sit nibbling his pen and gazing at the wall before him. And that's how he managed to write 47 novels while holding down a full-time job. He created the fictional county of Barsetshire, set several novels there. Anthony Trollope, who said, "The habit of reading lasts when all other pleasures fade." It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Robert Penn Warren, born Guthrie, Kentucky, 1905, the only person to have received Pulitzer Prizes in both fiction and poetry. It's the birthday of the mystery novelist Sue Grafton, Louisville, 1940. She was ambitious to write mystery novels when she came across a book by Edward Gorey, The Gashly Crumb Tinies, which begins, A is for Amy who fell down the stairs, B is for Basil assaulted by bears, C is for Clara who wasted away, D is for Desmond thrown out of a sleigh. And Sue Grafton decided that would be her hook. Her first mystery, 1982, was A is for Alibi, starring a private investigator named Kinsey Milhone. Her most recent mystery is W is for Wasted. Here's a poem for today by Anne Sexton, From the Garden. Come, my beloved, consider the lilies. We are of little faith, we talk too much. Put your mouthful of words away and come with me to watch the lilies open in such a field, growing there like yachts, slowly steering their petals without nurses or clocks. Let us consider the view, a house where white clouds decorate the muddy halls. Oh, put away your good words and your bad words. Spit out your words like stones. Come here, come here. Come eat my pleasant fruits. A poem by Anne Sexton, From the Garden, from the Complete Poems, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Throughout the month of April, their Favorite Poem Project Florida invites Floridians to submit their favorite poem. Florida-based listeners can submit their nominations at poetryfoundation.org/favoritepoemflorida. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.